Spirit World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, live. Thank you for calling Free Talk. Well, we are on live every Friday night. We have a few rules on Free Talk where we ask that you don't, we'll ask if you all mute your phones. If you're not speaking, so that we won't hear any background noises. We also ask that you all be courteous to anyone who calls or speaks. Tonight, we'll be talking about professionalism in the workplaces. I find it interesting that when you're in public places, no one is seen the business person anymore. Where do you think that it went to? I have a few callers online, and I would like you all to just share with me on tonight what you all feel about professionalism in the workplace. Hello, callers. How are you all tonight?
Hey.
How are you? Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you on tonight? Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Okay. I was talking about people who are not being professional in the workplaces. I find it rather interesting that once you're in business facilities like hospitals, doctor's offices, restaurants, and things of that nature, people have lost their touch when it comes to being professional. I've done a poll on Facebook, and we were talking about professionalism in the workplaces. And I was just wondering if you all had encountered any situations where people were not being professional in the workplaces.
Well, I've encountered people not being professional in the workplace. I work in a call center environment, and the environment in itself, some people are very relaxed, even in the workplace. Just because the customers can't see them, sometimes they tend to not talk, use professional word choices, and they find themselves talking to someone as if they're talking to their friend or they're outside of the workplace. So sometimes I think that they kind of get thrown away sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I feel like sometimes people's professional levels go directly out the door when dealing with other people. But when you're in business facilities like doctors and hospitals, I feel like they should cater to the fact that they're supposed to remember that they're at work, and they're not supposed to feel like they're at home, and they're not supposed to be more relaxed than what they do, because most times people tend to forget that they're at work. They start to think that they're at home instead of actually at work where they're supposed to be. And it's a difference when you're actually at work and at home. You act a certain way, and once you're at work, you're supposed to act another way. And, I mean, some people feel like maybe that it's being fake or pretend, but you have to be professional no matter where you go. Do y'all agree with me on that?
Yes, I agree. How about you, Mary? Do you agree? I agree. Sometimes different situations you're in, such as hospitals, buildings, sometimes people do get kind of relaxed. And it depends on the situation, professional at all times. Sometimes you got to joke and you have to laugh to kind of take your mind away from the actual situation that's going on. So, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. But when it becomes, you have to remember where you are. You can't actually feel like, hey, it's not a joking matter when you're in hospitals and things of that nature. I feel like you have to actually put on your work shoes when you're at work and put on your house shoes when you're at home. That's why you have different shoes that you have, and you don't carry on the way that you would carry on when you're at home, when you're at work. And I've found different situations where people are actually carrying on, that I call it carrying on. And I find it that it's embarrassing to be at a work facility and carry on like you're at home. And I feel like sometimes that's uncalled for. And that can get you in a whole lot of trouble. That can get you in a whole lot of trouble when you're at work, you know. And some people fail to realize that you're actually at work. You know, I think people are more relaxed. I guess because they're changing the dress codes and stuff to where people are feeling more relaxed instead of feeling like they're at work.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that 100%. yeah, definitely. You bring up some very good points, and I do agree that sometimes people do need to be mindful of other people who's around as well, because they may not be in a mood to joke around, and their situation may be more severe than the other. So it's very important to think about the other person's needs and their feelings as well.
Yeah, when you say other people and their feelings, some people say forget other people's feelings, and I've been mindful. I feel like you should take into consideration that another person may not feel like playing. It may people take things in different angles. People take things differently. So once you have a person that's joking around, you know, they might be trying to lighten up the moment. But when you have a person, for instance, a doctor, for instance, you're at work, you know that it's time to get in here and take care of the patient. When you have a lawyer, you know that you don't go inside the courtroom and just play around. But people are finding it more relaxing. I understand that you're supposed to have fun while you're at work, and you're supposed to be comfortable while you're at work. But at some point, you have to remind yourself that you're actually in a business facility. And some people that's outside, even outsiders, they come inside places. And, I mean, they may not know how to handle different things. And I feel like once you're actually that kind of professional and you're working around people and you're a people, you're supposed to have a people's person's attitude. I don't care if you're having a bad day or anything. You leave your bad day at home, and you have to be mindful that, I mean, even the people that come into contact with you, they may have to keep in mind that they're at a facility as well, you know. But at the same time, I feel like everyone is more relaxed than trying to respect each other nowadays. What do you think about the respect issue that people are not respecting each other? People are not respecting each other, period, anymore. Everybody is feeling more like, I don't care what this person thinks about me, so I'm going to just be myself. What does the definition of being yourself, what do you feel like being yourself is? What is your definition of being yourself? Do I have any callers that would like to tell me what is the definition of being themselves? Hello?
So yes, no I'm one. Still here.
Okay. What is the definition of being yourself? Why do people always say that I'm going to act a certain way, I'm going to be myself? What do you think being yourself means? Does that mean yourself? What do you think the definition of being yourself is?
Okay. To me, the definition of being yourself is, it's so cliche because I don't like the fact that some people say, I'm going to be me, this is how I am. But I feel like sometimes when a person say they're going to be me, meaning they're not going to compromise, they're not going to change their ways, their habits, their wrongdoings, their rights, it's pretty much the way they are. They're not going to change anything. So just being yourself. Just being yourself. So, but yeah, I have a problem when people say they're going to be their self. I feel like anyone should, if you have a heart, you will be willing to compromise and try to be civil and try to get outside your box. You're comfortable with your skin. I mean, everything. But
it's okay. It's okay. and I'm not feeling like, can I go inside a business, like a work environment? Do you feel like you're still supposed to be that obnoxious, loud person at that point, or do you feel like you should carry yourself in a different manner?
I feel like you should carry yourself in a different manner. It's not called being yourself. Being yourself is acting. The word professionalism, that's an act that you bring out and you bring it forthcoming. So that's something that you have to do and not say, I'm going to be myself.
Okay, well, at that point, I feel as if you can, when you go to a business, like you said, you have to be professional at all times. That's your business. You are at that time. You're not at home. You're not relaxed, right?
That's correct. But that's some people's MO. You know, their modus operandi, they say. But it turn up all the time. So they're just them. They're not gonna change or just switch it just because you feel a certain way.
I have another call online as well. What do you feel about professional, how people are as far as being in another environment other than their home? How do you feel like people handle things?
Hello. Well, first of all, me being a professional myself, I have several businesses that I own. I feel like that at any point in time, if you have someone to come in, if they're irate, whether it's in the hospital, whether it's in the grocery store, it really doesn't matter. You're supposed to always stay professional. You're never supposed to get out of character, because if you get out of character, then it's going to cause that person to get out of character, and you're pretty much making the whole – You're gonna make the whole business look bad. So out of what? Because when it comes down to it, you're representing your company or you're representing the brand of that company, whether it's a restaurant or whether it's a hospital. And I think that you should always stay professional, no matter what.
I totally agree with that, because once you're actually being, how can I put it? Once you're, like, people, I have experienced this where I was in a hospital, okay? And while I was there at the hospital and I was taking a visit, you know, I was seeing someone that was sick. And the people that was inside the room wanted to let me know that they were the self-remedial of the local standard. And so, at that point, I didn't know how to take that. How would you take that?
Well, first and foremost, myself, I would have definitely, especially being in the hospital, I'm either there because somebody's sick or somebody's dying. Those are the two options that you have. So if I'm in a hospital setting, you're definitely supposed to stay in character, because at that point, you don't know how my emotions are running. You don't know how they're flowing. So I think you need to stay in your lane, and that's being professional at the hospital. They hired you for customer service. They hired you for, you know, this job, and they trusted that you were going to make their patients or the relatives of those patients feel, you know, good about coming to the hospital. Because if I'm not being treated right, any hospital that you go to, any restaurant you go to, is word of mouth. So if I go and tell somebody, don't go to that hospital over there, they're not going to come. So what is that doing? That's making your hospital look bad. That's making the name of the hospital look bad. And that's not good. People can take that to the Better Business Bureau. They can take it all over the country, you know, and they're not going to want to visit that hospital. So, and at the same time, you can also get that person's, you know, get that person's name, and you can also report them, and they will not have a job. And so that's my take on that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, and that was some of the things that I was thinking in my head that I was going to do. And she, one of the ladies, made me laugh as we were dealing with a situation, and I felt as if at that point I needed to get her information so that I can pass it along to someone else, because they needed to know that she took her job to myself as a game.
Right.
And so when you get these kind of jobs, you have to remind yourself that professionalism is one of the things that you have to be intact with at all times. You cannot do anything else but be professional at all times when you're in those kind of facilities. And that's the job you took on, and you're at work at that time, and I'm not at work. I'm up here visiting. So I felt as if that was the way that that should go. What do y'all think about that?
Well, I totally agree with you on that, simply because I actually had a situation that happened to me. It wasn't actually in the hospital setting, but the same thing happened. The lady wasn't taking me serious about my food at a restaurant. I told her that I wanted to get something else because the food was cold. And she laughed and she joked it off and told me, no, the food is not cold. Well, how do you know? Because were you eating it? So at the same point, if you're at the hospital and you're there visiting a relative, like I said, obviously they're sick. Nobody's in a really good mood to be joking and playing. So I think that you should always stay professional, because just if you just stay professional, you stay with customer service just like you were, I'm sure you were taught when you were hired, then you would make the atmosphere a lot better for you and for those patients and their families. So that should never have to be an argument, you know, when a person comes to the hospital. You should stay professional at all times. And if you can't do your job, then possibly you need to look for another.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. At this moment, I want to see, I have some more people that would like to say things when it comes to professionalism. What is your aspect, may I ask, when it comes to being in, yeah, at work and at home? What do you feel like as far as professionalism and how to carry yourself when in public places? You can introduce yourself first.
Oh, okay. Hello, my name is Patricia Pride, and I am a business owner. I am a event planner, a wedding planner. I would like to say about professionalism, I believe integrity. That's what I built my business on, is integrity. I'm sorry, I'm in a little bit. But integrity, if you carry yourself, you know, the word is your bond. A lot of times people tell you, they give you one price and want to take it back. But if you have integrity and keep your word, you'll go a long way in business. But number one thing, keep God first. That is my rule of thumb. Because without him, I'm nothing. And he has helped me and blessed me to get where I am today.
You made a very key point when you said keep God first. I am totally in agreement with that, because if you have God instilled in your life, you'll always know how to go forward with anything that you're doing, and you'll know how to carry yourself when you're in a professional facility, and you'll know how to carry yourself when you're at work or at home, or you know when it's a time to play and when it's not a time to play. And if you have God instilled in your life, you know that you take life serious, point blank period, and you take everything that you do with seriousness, and you take into consideration of other people's feelings while you're dealing with people, period. You don't even have to be at work. I feel like if you're even visiting any facility, you still know how to carry yourself, period. And once you gain a conscience and grow closer to God, then you'll know that you don't just carry on in irate manners and things of that nature. Do you all agree?
Yes.
Yeah. We agree.
Okay. Well, I have some other people that's around me at this moment. I would like to know, how do y'all feel as far as professionalism and things that are going on with people in general, as far as when you're somewhere and something is going on with you and you're at a place and somebody just goes off or just don't feel they don't make you feel comfortable while they're at work and you're at home? I mean, while they're at work and you're at their facility, what do y'all feel about that? Like, if you're, like, you have a job?
Yeah.
While you're at work, what kind of job do you do? You drive forklifts.
Yeah.
So, while you're at work, do you carry yourself in a professional manner, or do you play around?
No. You gotta be professional. I mean, you can't play around.
Take it seriously.
Yeah. and safety, you know?
Safety measures.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm doing right now, I'm on Street Talk.
Right.
Well, I'm Street Talk Live. And we were talking tonight about professionalism in the workplace.
Right.
And so we were coming to agreement that when you're in a facility, you have to carry yourself accordingly.
Right.
Y'all agree?
Right.
Okay, have y'all ever encountered a situation where it was roughness inside any facility, whether it was at your job, whether it was at anybody else's job, or whether you were at just a place of business? Have you all encountered any situation that y'all would like to share that other people might find it interesting about? Not at this time?
No, that's just sound like that.
Oh, okay. Thank you all for being on Street Talk and listening.
I can go ahead and count on that. I had a situation. I had two supervisors at my job, and they both were acting unprofessional. They got into it, and they were throwing chairs at the workplace on the floor while we were taking calls.
Wow.
Yeah, two supervisors.
Is that
a call center? Yes, at a call center. It's actually a call center. I'm just going to leave it at that, yes.
When you're at a call center and things like that seem to come up quite often than in normal business settings, and people tend to fight and argue and things of that nature, but you have to keep in mind also that you're at work. And, I mean, a lot of people play around at those kind of jobs. That's why you have a lot of high turnover rates. You have a lot of high turnover rates at those kind of jobs. That's why you have high turnover rates, because of the people that's not being professional and how people are not carrying themselves in an orderly fashion. And I feel like it's very important, no matter where you're at, whether you're at home, at work, whether you're, I don't care if you're just shopping in a grocery store, you know, you're still in somebody's business, and you're supposed to know how to carry yourself accordingly and govern yourself accordingly, and that's the reason why you're there, and that's the reason why the people are there, point blank, period.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Do y'all have any, have you ever experienced, have you ever experienced any situations to where, I want to say, not even experienced any situations, can you share any places that you've been where, well, I ain't going to say call out names, give me a vivid view, like with another person, like a person that hasn't been employed. What advice would you give a person that hasn't been employed? What kind of advice would you give a person that hasn't been employed when it comes to just going to get a job? What advice would you give a person? How would they act and carry themselves, and how would they feel, you know, how would they dress or things like that? Do you feel like that's important when you go to work?
It's very important when you apply for a job. Your first impression is the first impression someone sees, they stick with them, and they make their determination on what they actually see in your appearance, unless you know the person personally. But most of the time, you're going into an establishment for the first time and you're applying, you have to have your best on, you know, your nice shirt, your nice glass, or ladies have on appropriate dress attire, cover up, not showing tattoos, and that comes with a level of professionalism, especially in the workplace. Most of the candidates that come in, the employers, they want to have the best candidate for a job. So if you are the best, you need to show up dressed as the best.
So you feel like the way that you dress is very important when you go to a place when you're trying to find a job. You feel like that your appearance basically is who you are. It's a part of who you are, and it's a part of how you carry yourself as well, right?
That's good. I mean, if you dress a certain way, you're going to act a certain way. And I'm a strong believer that sometimes at my job, we have dress down day where we can wear jeans, t-shirts, tennis shoes. Then there's days when we have visitors that come in and they want us to dress with our, as they call it, your Sunday's best on. You know, you have your nice slacks, your nice shoes, your dress shirts, your women have their blazers on and ties. And you seem to act a certain type of way when you're
dressed in a certain way. You're not going to act out. You're going to feel like you just, you know.
Well, you know, nowadays more people are, with the business facilities, more people are allowing people to, you know, come in more relaxed. They feel like if you come in relaxed, you'll work better or something of that nature, they say. But I feel like you're still supposed to wear the collar shirts and things of that nature. It's just depending on what jobs you're going to. Like, if you're going to a warehouse, you dress a certain way. You know, you can dress more relaxed, you know, with your tennis shoes on or steel-toe boots or whatever they allow you to dress. But I feel like you're supposed to dress according to the business facility that you're going in. But more people are being more relaxed nowadays because they feel like if you have a dress a certain way, some people won't come to work. That's the same way they're doing in churches and stuff nowadays as well. I know, like, in churches, you're supposed to come as you are, but you're still supposed to keep it, be mindful that there are certain things that you still don't, I feel like, that you still don't supposed to do, you know, when it comes to these kind of facilities that you're going in. But, I mean, that's a touchy subject because some people are in disagreement with things of that nature. What is your outlook on those kind of things?
This depends on what type of occupation you're in. We had a gentleman who drives forklifts at his job. I mean, he don't want anyone running around in front of him, and he's driving a dangerous machinery, and he ends up hitting him. And now he got a lawsuit in his hands, or his job is in jeopardy because someone else is horseplaying around him. So that's kind of going back to professionalism. You know, you get a certain way, you want to run around like you're outside or like you're playing basketball or football or, you know, at the rec center or something, and you actually at work.
Yeah, when you say, like, you're at a rec center, because some people say, I am who I am, and I'm going to be who I want to be, regardless of whether they're at work or at home. And those are the kind of people that I think would you would have to just be patient with. And once they see that you're doing something, people tend to jump in place. A lot of people tend to have the egos where they say, well, hey, I'm not going to do this because I am just who I am, and, I mean, nobody else can change me. But at that point, if everybody else around them is doing something a certain way, they're like sometimes they will fall in place. Do you agree or you disagree with that?
I agree with that. Sometimes, back to the dress and appearance, sometimes people judge you on based on your appearance and what you look like and not actually seeing you for who you are. For example, your perception. And, for example, myself, either way, I could be dressed down, jeans, hat. Then on the other days, I have on professional attire. And not knowing, looking at me, I have a master's degree. I have a master's degree in adult educational training. I also have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. 36 years old, no kids. And I get up every day with the mindset of making money and trying to make a better career choices and tackle myself, set my future, my goals. But the average person, they look at me and they're like, I wonder what she does. I wonder if she has a job or if she has a vehicle or what type of place she stays in or if she mean, if she's not, if it's, you know, and sometimes the perception of you is really not what it is. It could be. It might be.
I understand when you say that because people look at you and they judge you all the time according to how you dress, and you're not supposed to judge anyone, period, because in the Bible it says don't judge, but at the same time, you have to remember that you are what you look like and how you carry yourself, and you have to at some point carry yourself in such a manner to not be judged according to how you are dressing or looking or how you act, you know. And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding to me. A person will say, well, don't judge me because of how I look or how I dress. And you're not it's not people judging you. You basically show a person who you are because you're proving to a person who you are by the way you dress and the way you act and the way you carry yourself and the way you go on. I mean, it's not even – I wouldn't say it's judging a person or proving it. You are who you are, no matter whether the way you dress or not. I mean, like, a doctor is a doctor, whether they're at home or at work, because if they see somebody and they're hurting, they're going to want to care for them. I feel like that's the reason why they're there, and that's that kind of, you know, that's the reason why they pick the job that they pick. just like a teacher wants to care for kids. They want to teach kids, so they go to work and they try to, you know, teach kids. And so you're going to look a certain way while you're there. You know, you're supposed to dress accordingly, and you're supposed to act accordingly according to how you are. That's the reason why you picked the profession in the first place. Do you agree with that, or you disagree? Do my callers agree or disagree with that? Like, what are your aspects on that? We're 30 minutes into the show. We're on live on Blog Talk Radio, 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. We have about 30 minutes left on this call. I might play a little music for you all on tonight because I think all my callers are going to be out. And I want to find something nice for you all. I'm trying to get you off some music to listen to while we're on Blog Talk. So, y'all, I can't get the music to play, so I guess we'll go back to talk. I'm having technical difficulties all tonight, but we're kind of short for words. I wanted to share with you all a couple of things that are going on as far as the Blog Talk Radio show. We have a couple of shows that come on Monday nights. We have the same number called Monday Night. We have My Sister, My Friend. We have Mojo Radio. We have a marriage station. And on Thursday night, we're going to try to get kids to come on and and we also have myself on Friday on Street Talk. We're here from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock every Friday night. We also have a website. You can look at or listen to any of our blogs at www.greatestplace.com on Blog Talk. We also are on iTunes as well. We have a male conference coming up in April of this year. I don't know the date for sure, but it'll be in April, and I have more information on that sometime this week, well, sometime or next Friday. And we also have a couple of events coming up for this year, 2015. In reference to this a church event. I'm trying to make the music play for you all. You can hang up. I'm sorry.
Thank you all for listening to Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Thank you all for calling. Have a good night.